At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question for the ladies in the room.
Hey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is chivalry dead?
Yeah. You think so?
And if so, do you want it dead?
Okay. I think that in a lot of instances, yes, it is pretty much dead.
And you want, it seems like you want it dead.
No.
You don't want it dead? Then why do you, who killed it then?
Men.
I disagree.
I feel that chivalry is dead in the dating world unless you're dating the right person.
Ha, I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me right now.
If you, like, listen, you're going to have to hold, do a few things for me right now.
You're going to have to hold my puke in
my
mouth?
Yes, you're going to have to hold vomit into your mouth.
Okay.
And you have to.
We do it all the time here.
If you and I were going out on a date, not our first date, because I wouldn't pick you up, because I think that's really weird.
Being picked up on a first date is like,
so bizarre.
You're gonna die.
Right.
See, that's chivalry. I
know
I'm
it
going
is.
Down. That's, but like, you do that every time with a flower.
But not
that's chivalry.
But not on the first date anymore. Like if you met through
that's how's that my fault?
I know, but it's like
that's the murder guy's fault. I didn't do anything.
It is the murder guy's fault.
So upset. You're married. You don't actually have to worry about this.
I know.
But you want to, like, if like something happened to your wife.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like if she got on one of the apps and the guy picked her up.
You would show up with a flower?
With a flower, yeah.
On the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And that?
And I'd ring the door. We walk and ring the doorbell.
You don't wait outside. You don't text them like, I'm here.
Mm-mm. And walk them to the door afterwards. But you got to drive. That's chivalry.
If someone did that on the first date, that's when I would say, please let chivalry be dead.
No, come on. You don't, like, but we're on our third date.
Third date?
And you,
all those things are acceptable.
Do you want me to open your car door?
I don't expect it, but I don't mind it. And I think it's sweet. Like, sometimes my fiance will still run to open the car door for me, and I think it's really sweet.
Why does he have to run?
Like, because usually, like, we're, like, on the move, and I'm not expecting it, so I'm not, like, standing by the door waiting.
So he has to hip check you to get his, like, moves you
no.
aside so he can get to the door
but
first?
He pushes you down.
He hustles!
Okay. Like, I want to know, do you want it? Like, do you want that in every aspect of your life? Because I don't think you do, and I think you guys killed it. Like, I don't hold the door for women very often anymore because I don't want you to look at me like, I can open the door. It's like, I know you can.
Okay, that's where I think you're wrong.
Bring it.
Because I think it's very nice to open the door. I think you should. I feel like you took the, what we always complain about moms doing with the extreme of the, well, I'm just not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're doing that with the, well, I just won't hold the door for you.
Also, I just hold the door for anyone and everyone, myself.
I agree, but there's times when I've done it for, I'm not trying to be weird here, but I've done it for the wrong woman, and it's like, I got it. And I'm like,
oh,
I know.
I'd be flattered, like, if a man, if I was walking into a restaurant and a guy cut me off and pulled the door open.
No, I don't like to cut you
off.
Why are you so into somebody doing something violent before they do something good?
I didn't know you, slacker.
Okay.
God willing. And you and I are both walking to the door of Ocean Prime at the same time.
Okay.
And we're walking at about the same pace, and you, you know, jump step a little so you can open the door for me. That's flattering.
And I would absolutely do that every time.
Great.
But I would probably try to size you up first.
What do you mean?
So you can push her down?
Kind of, no, because they're like, I don't know how I would know, but I think you seem friendly enough that I could open the door for you. But I just, there's just certain people that just, they just can't.
But if I'm,
or
like,
maybe they're
rumbling,
having a bad day, and you holding the door for them will make their day, make it a little bit better.
Okay. So where are you at? Like, you were mad at the beginning of this. I want to know, yeah, do you think it's dead? Because they think, did you both say it was dead?
I don't think it's dead. I think it's less, but I don't think it's dead. And I think
probably
we
probably join her in there. It's okay. Less.
It just seems weird to me. I understand what you're saying about safety for picking up on a first date, especially, but it seems so not romantic and definitely not chivalrous to be like, I called you an Uber.
Oh my gosh, I think that's so chivalrous.
But that's just like, yeah.
To pay for my Uber?
Yeah, and then I got you another one so you could like get the hell out of here.
No, like, that's what it feels like. I did not want a single date ever, even if, plug your ears, mother, even if I slept, you're not my mom.
Oh, sorry.
Even if I like spent the night at a guy's house, no one ever called me an Uber.
Really?
And they should have.
But did they?
Okay. Did they ask me out on a date?
Erica's mom. Keep him close. Did they drive you, or were they just like, bye? Because that to me, chivalry's dead. The new chivalry of calling the Uber. So they just
let me call my own Uber.
So that to me is dead.
Did they get out of bed?
I don't really have anyone in particular in mind. So I don't know.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out what you guys want, because I don't think. I'm not trying to be rude. Do you want the door held? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us, like, we're eating dinner when you're going to go to the bathroom? Do you want me to stand up?
No.
Will you stand up?
No, I don't know that I've heard of that one before. I will stand up to, if someone comes to the table, like to shake someone's hand, I would stand up, but I have never heard that. That's
the
thing.
As they leave the table to stand up?
You stand up every time your female gets up to leave, and when she comes back.
Why?
I don't know.
The
but that's just
that
thing.
Causes to be like, I just got to tinkle. Like, do not stand
up. So you don't want that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that serves a purpose.
Right. What are you getting at?
But it doesn't serve a purpose to hold your door. You have two arms. I mean, if I'm dating somebody with no arms, then yeah. Ladies, I'd say text in, but.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.